Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, your host of Ask a Coach, the Windermere podcast. In this podcast, we'll tackle some of your toughest real estate questions. Each episode will provide you with detailed answers and proven solutions to some of the biggest challenges facing realtors today. Thank you for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, your host of the Windermere Ask a Coach podcast. And today I'm delighted to have Maggie Cooper with us. Maggie, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. And for our listeners, Maggie, I just want to give a quick introduction for the people who might not know who you are. Maggie is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer for a company, Moreland Insurance, that has an affiliation with Windermere, which she'll go into detail on that shortly. Maggie's been in the business for 20 years in insurance, a UW grad, so she's graduated from the University of Washington, three kids, husband, and lives in the Northwest. Where specifically are you in the Northwest?
I am currently in Issaquah, the base of Tiger Mountain, on a couple acres, but I've lived all over the Seattle area, U District, before Issaquah 2 years ago is West Seattle.
That's awesome. I was excited to have you on today because a couple reasons. I think for a lot of our listeners, maybe they don't know the affiliation between Moreland Insurance and Windermere. And I thought we could just touch on that a little bit to explain how that came about and then a little bit of the benefits as to why that's a good thing for our agents and our owners.
Absolutely. So Windermere invested in the insurance industry space as a resource for all of the realtors and themselves from a business perspective. And it's been an incredible venture thus far. I joined a little bit later in their journey and have taken it and run with it. We've doubled in size over the last 3 years, and we've become a resource, essentially the insurance back office for all of the real estate offices. And it's been a great journey so far.
I love it. And so Windermere, when we say insurance, give us just a little background. It's not just a company that provides homeowners insurance. There's a lot of products.
Absolutely. So Moreland is a full service insurance brokerage. I would say we're a boutique insurance agency. We specialize in real estate. There's three verticals. There's personal insurance. So it's home, auto, umbrella, all the toys. It's also business insurance. So every aspect of a real estate brokerage, E&O specifically is where we specialize, but D&O, all your general liability, property, every aspect, employment practices liability, crime insurance. So every aspect of the real estate brokerage themselves. And then we also offer employee benefits recently. So life and health for businesses and individuals, life insurance.
And you guys have a great website, which I'll link to in the show notes for people who want to learn more about it. Or if you're a real estate agent right now with Windermere and you want to learn more about it, we'll give you contact information for Moreland. But so let's start off with, I just break this down into sections. So let's say I'm a real estate agent and I'm looking to say, okay, how does Moreland benefit me as a real estate agent, as I provide value to my clients? What would be some of those scenarios, perhaps?
So right now, we're in a very interesting place. We're in the first hard market in a generation. So if I'm a real estate agent and I have a listing coming on and there are any sort of insurability issues, so a really old roof or overhanging branches, that could be an issue when a buyer comes to purchase insurance. So right now, especially with, like I mentioned, the hardening of the market, there are carriers that do not want to write risk right now. We're just in a very precarious place in that space. So as a real estate agent on the sell side, they really want to make sure that home is insurable. We've created an insurability checklist for realtors to leverage and use in that space. And then on the buy side as well, if you're coming in to purchase a home and you're in mutual acceptance, and then all of a sudden you realize that the insurance premium is going to be $10,000, $15,000 a year, and you are expecting that to be around $2,000, you've blown your DTI at that point. So having a trusted insurance producer on your bench, like Moreland is for the entire Windermere network and beyond, is crucial in this market right now.
And reaching out to you, for example, if I'm a real estate agent, reaching out to say, hey, I've got this property, you guys can do preliminary, what do you call them? I don't know the lingo.
We can't do, so if it's a buyer, for instance, and the second a buyer wants to purchase a home and says, we're going to make an offer. There's that moment, right? And usually insurance used to be further down the list after that, all the excitement passes from we're going to make this offer. And then they think of insurance maybe a week or two later. And the lender usually brings that into the equation. Right now, because insurance is a reason deals are falling through, the realtor will get that insurance agent involved earlier and ask for a quote sooner. And we can do that, right? We can get the quote and then we'll run the CLUE report. We'll understand if there are any issues on the home from that perspective. And that way, that buyer is going in very confident with what they're going to be able to afford and how insurable that home is. They'll also uncover any issues as well with the home.
And I know this to be the case too, like certain areas, and you work throughout our footprint, but so like for here in Washington, a lot of times earthquake insurance is not included in the typical earthquake in the typical insurance package. And all of a sudden you realize, oh, and by the way, if you want to be protected in an earthquake, now it's a separate piece. Removing some surprises, I think, is also a good idea, just to have somebody on your side that you can bounce ideas off of or call and say, hey, give me some ideas of what this would cost and what this would look like. Give us some ideas around that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mike. And I think one of the main pieces is actually flood, right? Here, especially, we don't have a lot of catastrophes or cats in the is the industry nomenclature for that. We don't have a ton of cats here, but we do have water, we do have wind, and flood is one of those policies that many lenders are now requiring. I think in a 30-year mortgage, you have a 26% likelihood of experiencing damage from a flood compared to a 9% likelihood from a wildfire. So water, especially here, is your biggest risk. And that cost, you're exactly right. Going in eyes wide open to understand what that cost in addition to your homeowners is going to be, because those are two separate policies, is crucial for a homeowner. And if a realtor is bringing that knowledge to their clients, they're going to remember that forever, right? They're going to make sure that, because that means the realtor is really thinking about this is the biggest asset their client's going to purchase. We should protect it. And then that we're here well beyond the purchase and sale of that home, of that lingering piece for the client.
So one of the things I saw, and this was on a coaching call the other day with somebody who's in actually in Riverside, California,
Oh boy.
and they were talking about how it's difficult to get insurance. And so I went on, I was looking at some headlines, and there's some fear mongering going on, but they're saying, oh, all these companies are fleeing California. They're not offering insurance anymore. Talk to me a little bit about that. If I'm in areas where maybe some of these headlines are popping up, what's going on there? What's happening? What's the real story?
So there's so much happening right now in the insurance space, but there are, and I think it also helps to understand the drivers. Two articles I'll point folks to is there was an article at the National Association of Realtors, and I believe it was called The Quest for Coverage. And then there was also an article published in the New York Times about this very topic. And not only is it discussing the exact thing we started this call with, which was the hard market, which is the first in a generation, but it really goes into how it is informing where and how and if people can afford homes. So in, California, for instance, it's been for a long time, insurance has been a reason deals can't close or deals won't fall far falling through because there just is such an inavailability of insurance to purchase.
Right.
Barriers, I mean, brush, all of the catastrophes that have happened in California have made it incredibly difficult. We are feeling the ripple effects of that now. So the 2023, I believe it was a $27 billion underwriting loss in the insurance industry, and that's the fourth year in a row. So it's no longer just an aberrational occurrence. This is a trend at this point. And those drivers, like I mentioned, are we have catastrophes, we have in weather catastrophes. I think in 2022, there were 10 separate bill, no, eight, yeah, 10 separate billion-dollar weather events. And in 2023, there were fewer events, yet it cost more to settle all those losses. So it actually exceeded the loss from the year before. And that's all easy for clients to understand. I think there's two things that are difficult for clients and realtors and everyone to understand. Reinsurance, that's insurance for insurance companies. That cost is up 60%. So
Wow.
that is absorbed by the consumer ultimately, but it's also insured by the carrier who has to go then, leading to my next point, to the regulatory environments because it's all governed at the state level. And every regulatory environment is different. In Washington, they can be a more difficult one to work with. And it can take a long time for carriers to get their prices filed. And so we're in this catch-up game consistently. So it's those are the drivers. This is the state of the market right now in general. California's been dealing with it for a long time, but it is now happening everywhere. And it's
Right.
starting to become a real problem and a real reason real estate transactions can fail.
And I also think if you're already an existing homeowner and you've got to renew, we're seeing increases in renewal fees too, right?
Renewals are up about 60%.
Wow.
So it's become it's such a difficult thing to talk to clients about this because they say, hey, we haven't had a claim. I haven't filed one claim. I haven't used my insurance ever. And we're on the front lines. We're constantly talking to clients to help them understand and educate them and take more of a risk consulting approach with them on, well, find ways to raise the deductibles. We offer claims coaching. So anytime a client has a claim, we'd love to talk to them to make sure that it's within that threshold of reasonable to file. For instance, because what carriers also do in a hard market is they really restrict eligibility. So they will only allow clients with one claim in a 5-year span, or right now they're saying no claims. So for someone that is going to file a $5,000 or $6,000 claim, we really want to talk to them about, is this possibly something you can absorb? Or can we find, so you're not going to see even larger premium increases than what are already occurring. And so you're not bumping yourself into that excess or surplus market, which comes
Right.
with a much higher price tag. And that's where you get into the crazy premium dollars. But you can very quickly get there in this market because once you have two losses, a carrier in the standard market is not going to offer terms for you.
Got it. And then so you're going to go into a whole nother pool of insurers, if you will, and that goes up in cost.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. And I will say it's great to have a professional where you can reach out to and have a conversation with, say, hey, here's where my insurance policy is now. What does this mean? I know I've gone through that a couple of times with you all because I carry my insurance through Moreland. And it's been great in the when I have to call and find out, hey, tell me what I need to do. How do we need to do this? And it's good to have somebody to reach out to. So definitely a benefit to our agents to have that at their disposal for their clients. Let's talk a little bit about, so now I own a company, right? So I'm an owner with Windermere. What are some of the things that Moreland provides in that realm, if you will?
From an insurance perspective, we'll insure every aspect of the business. So that's especially the E&O piece. And we have a very dedicated specific program for Windermere owners, and that which Windermere has an incredible risk management reputation. So that goes a long way with our carrier partners in every aspect of the business from there. Windermere has insurance requirements that they require given their setup, and we live into those. So cyber insurance, which is there's a cyber attack every 6 seconds right now in the United States. So we are, I would say, cyber specialists at this point, especially in the real estate brokerage world and what those risks are, social engineering, wire transfer fraud, things like that. Crime insurance is a major necessity for a lot of Windermere owners.
When you get up in the morning, you come into work on Monday morning and your windows are busted out and all your computers are gone.
And unfortunately, that's happening a lot too. And of course, we're seeing a hardening of the market there too, right? Like now carriers are using crime zones. And so cities, all those BOPs and umbrellas, our commercial book is 30 to 40% increased from prior year in policies that are used to seeing base rate increases. So that market is hardening as well due to a lot of the crime that has been occurring, smashed windows, things like that. Yeah. I would say also from an owner perspective to have their realtors work with us is also a major benefit given our affiliation because we're essentially their back office. That's what we like to, we're your insurance team sitting in your office. We just happen to be virtual and working out of other Windermere offices, but we're on your side. No other insurance agency is waking up every single day and thinking, how can we help Windermere?
And I also, one of the things I always noticed because before I was with Moreland and when I was with other carriers, is it a normal operating procedure for insurance companies to assess your insurance annually, if let's say specifically homeowners, to say, hey, are you insured properly or not insured properly? Because I don't always remember that happening. And I would all of a sudden go look to maybe do a refinance or I did an appraisal. And then I realized when I looked at my insurance binder and I looked at what my home was worth, if I had something really catastrophic happen, I most likely would not have been properly insured. And I know that agents should get better at helping their clients understand that. Talk to me a little bit about that, about reassessing on an annual basis.
That's a great point. And annual reviews are something that when I came into the business, and Danae Jackson, our chief operating officer, is incredible at this from a client engagement perspective. But we really, especially given what we went through with inflation, with cost of construction, that we really felt that it was incumbent upon us to do annual reviews and make sure everybody was insured to value and from a replacement cost perspective. And it can be something that agencies do to get a lower premium cost by undervaluing homes and undervaluing the square footage. And that is not the game we play. We won't go there. We
Right.
want to make sure that our clients are going to be protected in the event of a catastrophic loss. And so every year we do look to make sure. And since we did the entire book, we have a really good sense that everybody is properly insured now. But we do look every single year to make sure their home is at the right spot. We do a quick checkpoint with clients to let them know what cost is occurring or premium increase, and then also understanding if anything changed in their life. Things change all the time. People remodel. People get kids get their driver's license. Kids move out of the house. That's a major premium savings for folks. So lots of life changes do affect insurance. Yeah, annual reviews are really important.
No, and I also think that's a good point too, is when I'm thinking about the value is that if I'm working with a client and I'm able to say, hey, not only is it your homeowner's insurance, have you looked at your other policies? Because I know in my case as well, you guys also shop, and which is great because you're saying, hey, there's this policy, but we could get you into this policy and here's where it would be. And I know that's happened with me a couple of times with things like boats or motorcycles or whatever it happens to be. So you're also doing those types of things for the clients too, right?
Absolutely. That's the beauty of an independent agent. And that's one thing I would just say loud and clear to anyone listening here is there are captives, which are your big shops that typically come with the jingle. So you got Allstate, Farmers, State Farm, and they only have those products to offer you. Those are the captive or exclusive channel. And we're an independent agent brokerage because of our Windermere affiliation, especially, not one size fits all. So we offer custom tailored solutions. So maybe for Mike Fanning, who's got lots of toys and things like that, those toys are going to fit in a specific market for the best premium for your household. Whereas your primary home and your autos that you're driving every day are going to fit in a different market. So we can put all of that together in a custom tailored package for you for the best possible price. That's the beauty of an independent agent.
Yeah. Now here's one I got, and this is one that I had to be educated on. And talk to me about umbrella policies. What a lot of people are like, I've got insurance. Why do I need an umbrella policy?
You absolutely, in this day and age, have to have an umbrella policy. So think of an umbrella. Gosh, I haven't been on the frontline sales in a while, but it's essentially it's excess liability that sits over everything else. So your homes, your secondary homes, especially if you have rental homes, your automobiles. So you have your basic liability limit. So on a homeowner's, it's usually 300,000, 500,000, or 1 million. And it would be 1 million, 2 million, up to really 50 million, depending on your net worth or need, sits over that. And what that does is essentially provide, I would say, the best way in our area and for people to understand is like legal protection. So it would provide coverage for legal expenses in the event that you are sued for any reason, or in the event your underlying limits are exhausted.
Another layer of insurance protection, really. And here's the thing is I know in my case, you cut the check, you're paying your premiums and you don't like it. And you don't like it until you need it.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Until you need it. And then you are really thankful you are paying. And from an umbrella perspective, yes, the cost has gone up, but it's still probably a cappuccino per day. If you're buying Starbucks every day and you can spend $5 a day for an extra $1 million, $2 million of liability protection to follow you around. And there are things you just don't know, especially people with kids who are out there online and engaging in the online and virtual world. You can be sued for slander. You can be sued for lie. You can be sued because you accidentally ran over someone's toe. You can be sued for lots of reasons that you don't even think about on a day-to-day basis. And it's just sitting there behind you as an invisible superhero.
Yes. We won't name names or tell stories, but I know you have a ton of stories of people with inside of our organization that because of the insurance that they had through your company, it saved them, let's just say, lots of money.
Lots. Yes, absolutely. We have claim stories for days, and anybody's welcome to call and get those.
So one of my last questions is, so if I'm just a general public listening today, what's the best way for them to really analyze to make sure that they have the best coverage? So if I'm listening to this podcast, I go, well, you know what, I have insurance. How would I find out if I'm really covered? What would be your suggestion to those people?
First, reach out to us, reach out to Moreland Insurance, but truly look at your policy and think to yourself, ask yourself, do I know what would happen in the event my house burned down?
Right.
Do I know what would happen and do I know what to do in the event of an auto accident? And do I feel like I have enough? And if you can't answer those questions yourself, talk to a professional. That's what we're here for. We want to take the guesswork out of it for you. We will use very layman's terms. Our goal is to make sure you're protected, that you can sleep at night, that you would alleviate that worry. And if there's any part of you that looks at the coverage of your home and says, I don't know, I think it would cost more actually to rebuild our home and replace everything inside of it and put us up for 2 years while the home gets rebuilt and provide, right? That cost adds up. And if there's any inkling that you feel like that's not enough, call us or call your agent that you have today and ask them to do a review and ask them for an umbrella quote. And ask them for a flood and earthquake quote just to understand what that cost is. And then use that information to make a decision. Ask them if you're concerned about the premium, ask them to raise the deductible because maybe you're someone that's gonna really takes care of your home, really maintains it, is never gonna submit a claim for less than $2,500, $5,000, whatever that number is, $10,000, depending on where you are. Then your deductible should reflect that and you should be benefiting from those premium savings of having higher deductibles. I would really just do a full review. We're happy to do that for you. Go to your current agent. Regardless, just go to an independent agency, is what I would say.
No, I love that. And I would say for the agents that are listening to this podcast, say one of the things is if you're not familiar with Moreland Insurance and you're with Windermere, get familiar with it. You guys have a lot of great resources on your website. You can reach out directly to, and also too, it should be included in your marketing packages that you provide this. And let Moreland be the expert for you, but add to your value. And then if you're an owner listening to this, you should be talking about this when you're recruiting or when you're helping agents, because this is just another tool, if you will, for them to provide a higher level of value to their clients, in my opinion. Would you say the same thing?
Absolutely. We offer buyer client services for a select group of Windermere offices. Alex Buzilocki, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention him. He's our business development executive, and he's in Windermere offices and talking with Windermere agents all day, every single day. He's fielding calls from their clients. He's fielding calls for them. He's helping them through these purchases and sales that are complex. And buyer client services is just an embedded way for us to be involved. And so that solve is done for you, but that is a very added value service for Windermere offices specifically.
No, I love that. So Maggie, if anybody on this podcast listening wanted to get a hold of Moreland, what's the best way for them to get information or find out more about what you guys do?
Go to our website, certainly submit a contact us. We'll get to everyone. We always do. And you can reach out to me directly. All of our contact information is on there. Alex Buzilocki, our business development executive, is probably the best voice to also talk about all of our services, what we do, what we can offer.
What is the website? It's
www.morelandagency.com.
There it is right there. Morelandagency.com just popped up in my search. Awesome. Yep. And there you are. Maggie Cooper, Chief Executive Officer. And so I love it. You can go in here. They've got About Us. They've got all their services, their resources, their carriers, their client portal. So if you are a client, you can go to their client portal. And you can also just email them directly. What is it? Insurance@morelandagency.com.
That's right.
And it looks like the phone number is 206-594-1126.
That's exactly right.
Perfect. I want to thank you for taking the time today. I know this is 101 on insurance, but I wanted people to understand the affiliation and know a little bit more about what Moreland does. And then I always end these by asking just a simple question. What's a good book you're reading right now?
So right now, oh my God, sorry. I just finished The Women by Kristen Hanna.
Okay.
And it is incredible. She's an incredible author. She's written a lot, The Nightingale, Firefly Lane. She's prolific and she's actually from here. She's a local. But The Women, it's about nurses in Vietnam, gripping, amazing. But I usually have a nonfiction going at the same time. And I'm rereading Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. And it's always a good reminder.
I haven't read that, but I'm going to put that on my list.
Ego is the Enemy. It's a good, he's modernized the Stoic philosophy, brought the Stoics back into the modern culture, Ryan Holiday did. And it's an incredible read.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I want to thank you for being here. Thanks for taking the time. And for our listeners, I want to thank you for listening. Hey, if you like what we're doing, please share it. Please pass it on. If you have ideas for us for more future podcasts, please reach out to me directly, fanning@windermere.com. And we'll always end these like we always do, saying be awesome, help somebody. And Maggie, thank you so much for taking time today.
Thanks for having me.
We just wanted to thank you for listening to Ask a Coach, the Windermere podcast. If you found our content helpful, please feel free to share it. And we always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day. We'll